Well, hello everybody and welcome to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and a special treat on today's broadcast as we welcome Jeff Fields, who with his brother Roger produces the Fields Brothers Show podcast and have co-authored the book Breaking the Hex, Life with God After the Cross Killed Religion. What a subtitle. But Jeff, I love where this is going, and we want to welcome you to Basic Gospel.
Thank you, Bob. It's a pleasure to be here. I enjoy listening to your all show on a pretty regular basis, so it's a treat for me to be a guest on it.
Well, Jeff, we're thrilled to have you, and we've known your family, your mom and dad, for a number of years, and just so appreciate them. And you and your brother Roger have just done an outstanding job with this book, Breaking the Hex. It is one of the most unique books I've ever seen. I love the cover. It just grabs your attention, and then you open it up and you see the layout, and boy, y'all have really done something special, something creative with the layout to really draw readers into this. So my hat is off to you and Roger for such creativity and sharing the grace of God in the way that you have.
Well, I hate to credit Roger for any more than I have to, but I really do need to credit him for the vast majority of the style of the book and the creative layout. He did that. I mean, we worked on it together a lot. But the last thing, you know, he and I talked about, the last thing we wanted this book to be is just to look like every other Christian book. And so we thought, if nothing else, we want it to be different. And so it is a very easy read. It's a fun read. It's a quick read. And one of the comments we've had from is that some men, we think we found a niche market for men who don't like to read books.
Yes,
we've heard from
yes.
Multiple men who say they don't like to read, but they liked our book. So I thought, okay, well, we have written a book for those who don't like to read books. But
yeah,
unfortunately,
so
some other folks have liked it as well.
So any of you listeners out there who don't like to read books, this is the book for you.
Yeah.
You will really enjoy reading this, and it's called Breaking the Hex. It is by Roger and Jeff Fields, and they're just do a fantastic job with this. We have a special website that you can go to order a copy. It's called basicgospel.net/breaking. basicgospel.net/breaking. If you would like to order a copy of this book, Breaking the Hex, you will be blessed by this book. As Jeff was saying, it is easy to read. There's lots of humor in it, many just great illustrations. This book is well done.
Mm-hmm.
And Jeff and Roger, thank you so much for your creativity in doing this. You have some interesting chapters in this book, and one is about Moses and the dead cat bounce. That'll get your attention.
we spent some time in his office, actually his office in a building outside his home, and we were up quite late several evenings and kind of think, okay, what can we title this chapter or that chapter so it'll be different, but yet still, we had a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about the book. When a reader finishes it, what do you want them to take away? What do you want them to really understand about Jesus that they didn't understand before reading the book?
Great question. I think what we would want them to take away is a new appreciation for what happened at the cross. We started kind of how this got started. Roger's wife, Lori, actually encouraged him to put some things in writing that she had heard him talk about. And he said, well, I'll do it if Jeff will do it with me. So I'm riding down the road one day, minding my own business, and I get a call from him. And he says, I got a project for you. Let's write a book together. And I said, well, okay. So that kind of started it. And then we were, you know, bouncing ideas and thought kind of a devotional book maybe. But then as we developed it and got talking more and more, you know, I realized that, you know, a lot of what we're talking about is really what the book of Galatians is about. And so the book is loosely based our book is loosely based on the book of Galatians and the message of the book of Galatians. And so we like to describe the book, our book, as not good advice, but good news. And so it's not a how-to book. It's more a what happened book and how the cross did this or that. And we found ourselves just more and more fascinated by how significant the cross was. Now, it's not like we didn't know that to some extent before, but just how much that changed everything and the whole separation between the old covenant and the new covenant. And so we would want people to come away with just a new excitement, a new appreciation for what happened at the cross and the relationship that opens up for God the Father.
Yeah, well, one of the things that you do in the book, you have lots of pictures, lots of graphics, and one is a picture of the cross, and on the left side of the cross, it's black with white print, and then on the white side of or on the right side of the cross, it's white with black print, and you're showing very vividly through this that something happened at the cross. What was true before the cross is no longer true, and a new way has been ushered in. And boy, if Christians would just get a hold of that, how different their lives would be, right?
Exactly. One of the thoughts that came that I actually read in a Watchman Nee book years ago, and I thought it was so profound and so simple. And he wrote this. It's in the book The Normal Christian Life. He said, "Law means I do something for God. Grace means God does something for me." And so we kind of saw that as the difference between the Old Covenant and the New Covenant. We never actually even used the terms Old Covenant and New Covenant in our book. We wanted to keep it simple. We wanted to avoid a lot of the normal Christian lingo and all that. You know, nothing wrong with those terms. They're scriptural, but we just wanted to make it simple to read. But exactly. And so where the name the hex comes from is in the book of Galatians in chapter 3, verse 1. A lot of translations will say, you know, "You foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you?" We like the way the Message Bible has it in Galatians 3:1. Eugene Peterson's paraphrase, it says, "You crazy Galatians, did someone put a hex on you?" And so the hex is when we try to combine the Old Covenant and the New Covenant. And that, we think, is what the message of the Galatians epistle was addressing, and that's what we're addressing in the book.
Well, it is Basic Gospel, friends, and our very special guest on today's program is Jeff Fields, co-author of the book Breaking the Hex, Life with God After the Cross Killed Religion. And as I said earlier, what a wonderful subtitle that is. Well, we'll get back to our conversation shortly, but Bob, you know, in less than 2 weeks now, we reach the end of our fiscal year, and I know that we're in agreement that it's never been more important for our listener friends to step up and support this message on Basic Gospel.
Absolutely. Well, we want to finish this fiscal year strong. We still have a ways to go, so we need a generous outpouring from our listeners. This is Basic Gospel is listener-supported radio. We rely on contributions from friends just like you to make this broadcast possible. And it's a broadcast that's having an impact in the lives of people all across this United States. We're on over 400 stations around the country. We're on Sirius XM that covers all of the United States and Canada. Mm-hmm. We're heard in 119 countries around the world through our OnePlace.com partnership. So this ministry is having a significant outreach, and it's the clarity of the powerful gospel of Jesus Christ that is touching hearts and changing lives. So invest in what God is doing in Basic Gospel. I know you will experience great joy in knowing that you're helping to write grace stories all around this planet.
Absolutely.
So join with us. You can do so at basicgospel.net. Bob, tell them all the information.
Yeah, at basicgospel.net, big prominent donate link right there on the homepage. And to say thanks for your gift this month, we're going to send you a copy of our new series called Presence, Rest for the Soul, Power for the Journey. So make your contribution today if you can at basicgospel.net and help us match that $35,000 matching gift. Make that $70,000. That will go a long way toward reaching our year-end goal. So back to our conversation with author and podcaster Jeff Fields, and a quick reminder before we go back that Jeff's book, The Hex, Breaking the Hex, is available at basicgospel.net/breaking, and we encourage you to go there and order your copy today.
Yes, indeed. So, Jeff, welcome back. You live up in the Lexington, Kentucky area, so we are both Kentucky Wildcat fans, and my dad grew up out. Yeah, Go Big Blue. Grew up right outside of Lexington, a little town called Winchester, and so I feel like we have a blue connection there. with the Wildcats, but even a deeper connection in sharing the very life of Jesus Christ. And that's one of the things that you and Roger really hit on time and time again, that Christianity is not a religion. As a matter of fact, you start the book with an obituary to the death of...
I was wondering if you noticed that.
Yes, yes. You started with an obituary, and I just found that interesting and hilarious in some ways, and just spot on. Religion has died, and a new life has been ushered in Christ Jesus, and it's all about this new life, isn't it?
Yes, and that subtitle of the book, Life with God After the Cross Killed Religion, that comes from Colossians 2:14. It says, by canceling the record of death that stood against us with its legal demands, this he set aside, nailing it to the cross. And so we see that, realize, okay, it's not just that Jesus died for us and also we died with him, and we talk a lot about that. But that whole system of religious obligation was nailed to the cross. And so Roger actually, and the book is largely, it's pretty close to 50-50 in who wrote how much. There are parts of it that we honestly can't remember who wrote which part. But the introduction, he wrote most of that. Then we worked on it together. But he had the line in there that the folks at Galatia forgot to read the obituary. And I thought, well, let's write an obituary then. So we put our minds together and came up with this little fun obituary that's in the front of the book. And it's how significant the cross is. And, you know, it sounds kind of odd to say, well, Christians, you know, we don't realize how significant the cross is, but we really don't many times. And I'm still growing in, you know, knowledge and grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and what happened at the cross.
Yeah, I mean, theologians have only been discussing what happened at the cross for 2,000 years. And we're still trying to really figure it out, you know, what took place there between Jesus and the Father and Jesus taking upon himself sin, all of those things. It's really too much for us to grasp. But what we do know is that something significant took place. I mean, the world changed that evening after Christ died and was taken off the cross. The world was a different place because sin and death had been dealt with once for all by Jesus Christ, by that once for all shed blood on the cross. So I think it's something that we're going to explore the rest of our lives. And then when we get to go be with the Lord, we're going to see the fullness of that really revealed to us, unveiled to us in that state of perfection. So, we just can't talk about it enough. And,
and it's not that it's, our book, as you've seen, you know, there's not a lot of deep theological terms, and so it's not like someone has to be, you know, overly intellectual to understand the cross. It's not that way at all.
Right.
You know, St. Corinthians talks about the simplicity that's in Christ, and that's part of what we wanted to bring out, the simplicity and the clarity of just how the cross separated the old covenant from the new covenant, and the danger and the common problem of trying to combine, you know, just pulling out verses and pulling out principles from the Old Testament and mixing them in with, you know, things in the New Testament or New Covenant. And that, you know, that's what the book of Galatians was about and how that really hinders us. And as opposed to just the simplicity of what happened at the cross and that everything that we're, I like to use the phrase that we waste a lot of time trying to become who we already are and trying to do what's already been done rather than just seeing Christ, seeing what happened at the cross and realizing all this stuff that we're trying to do was already done. And we begin at that point.
Yeah, well, let me ask you this. So you talk about the death of religion, and obviously religion had impacted you in some way. So tell our listeners how you first perceived what Christianity was all about. Like for me, I looked at it as a self-improvement program. You know, Jesus was going to help me become a better person. So I just needed a little help, a little boost, a little motivation, some affirmations and that sort of thing along the way. And if I would just do all the right stuff, then I would become a better person. And that's not Christianity at all. That's just a bunch of positive thinking. So how did religion impact you? What did you think of Christianity before you came to know the truth of the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ?
Well, I learned early on that the word religion really wasn't the best word to describe, you know, what the Christian life is all about. I'm thankful for the Christian heritage that I have and the home in which I grew up and attending church and all that. But there was a sense, and even though I knew not to, you know, that we would say we're not religious, we were much more, you know, or at least I was much more religious than what I claimed to be, and really largely saw it at what, as what something I needed to do. Yeah, God would help me, but it was, I was kind of mixing the old covenant and the new covenant. And the idea of rest, you know, the idea, you know, I knew, okay, it's all by grace starting out. I think if I would have put it into words at that point and been honest, I would have said, yes, it's by grace starting out. But after that, you know, it's largely based on how committed I am. And I've got to be, you know, I've got to be committed. I've got to be this. I've got to do this if I really wanted to grow. And it was later on that I realized, and, you know, and I would, you know, be encouraged. I got to put Christ first in my life and things like that. And one of the turning points for me was clear back in 1983. I'd only been out of Bible college for a few months. I'd only been married for a few months, just a few months in my first, or in that, you know, full-time pastoring position, where the reality of Romans 6:6 was shared to me by someone. And the idea that Christ is my life, you know, the way, the truth, the life. In Colossians 3, when Christ, who is your life, he who has the Son, 1 John, has life. And for the first time, that opened my eyes to see, okay, it's not a matter of me putting Jesus first in my life. It's a matter of seeing that Christ already is my life and that he can live his life through me. And so that was a game changer for me quite a number of years ago. But in recent years, also just the component of the Father's love has become much more meaningful to me. And so, I, you know, that Galatians 2:20 verse that we all love, you know, I think I'd kind of glossed over that little phrase in that verse that says, who loved me.
That's right.
Gave himself for me. And so, because, you know, even this teaching can become just a cold doctrine if it's not based on the personal love of our Heavenly Father. It's coming from a person, you know, it's just not a matter of understanding principles. It's a matter of God opening our eyes and seeing the Father's love. And based on all this and what he did for us at the cross.
Yeah, and that love is not a distant thing. I mean, it's his personal presence. He is right in us. I mean, that is the story. And so that love is ever present with us in every single situation. And that's why Paul would say nothing can separate us from the love of God. So, Jeff, those are powerful truths to come to realize that it truly is Christ, that salvation is receiving him, receiving his life, that his life has now become your life, which means you can never be separated from his love. I mean, if Christians could understand that, oh my goodness, would their lives ever be different? And I think our impact in the world would be much different.
Yes,
and we'll talk more about that when we come right back.
Well, it is Basic Gospel, everybody. Bob Davis with Bob Christopher and our special guest, Jeff Fields. And we'll be back with a conversation with Jeff in just a moment. But friends, we have less than 2 weeks remaining in our fiscal year. And frankly, we still have a considerable way to go before our budgeted need for radio time and the other expenses of the daily ministry are met. So we need your help. As you've heard, we have a wonderful $35,000 matching gift offer, and we can convert that to $70,000 as each gift you make to Basic Gospel this month will be doubled. But we hope to go far beyond that because there are so many others who need to hear the truth of the gospel just like you're hearing today, but we can't reach them without your generous help. So please click donate at basicgospel.net and help us keep the good news coming to you and going to others in Newmarket areas. Again, donate at basicgospel.net.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're here with Jeff Fields, and he and his brother Roger are the authors of Breaking the Hex, Life with God After the Cross Killed Religion. And I just recommend you picking it up. We have a special website, basicgospel.net/breaking, basicgospel.net/breaking. You can order your copy right there. You will love this book. You will absolutely love reading through it. If you don't like reading books, this will be your favorite book you've ever read. You will get through it and say, wow, that was spectacular. So get that at basicgospel.net/breaking. Now, we were just talking about human effort, our devotion, our commitment, our effort, all of those sort of things. And that's one of the things you write about in a chapter called Dripping Faucet. And you and Roger make this statement, it is our self-effort that stops the flow. And, you know, we ought to be growing, we ought to be maturing in Christ, and yet we feel stymied, yet we feel stuck in the mud. And it's that self-effort that's the mud, isn't it?
Yeah, and I like to use the phrase that, you know, we don't grow spiritually by trying real hard to grow spiritually. You know, spiritual growth, it's a fruit, the fruit of the Spirit. It's a byproduct. And as we look to Jesus, that verse in Hebrews 12 comes to my mind more and more all the time, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of faith. And so as we look to him and focus on the cross and just rest in him, and when you realize that he is my life, I cannot get any more righteous than I already am. I cannot get any more loved than I already am. You just kind of... just kind of a big sigh of relief, and you can just enjoy the relationship with a heavenly Father who loves us more than we know, who is absolutely crazy about us. And then, you know, weird thing happens as we quit worrying so much about growing and looking to him and enjoying the relationship. Well, lo and behold, he starts to produce his fruit in our lives, and you know, it's him in us. I love the emphasis that y'all have on your program anytime. You know, it's Christ in you. And, you know, as we were writing this book, it really struck us of how it's almost like so much of Christianity is if Jesus just came and lived and modeled and taught and then went back to heaven without dying for us. He died to get us, you know, eternally saved, and I believe that. But this also has to do with day-to-day and our walk with him, that we don't know him. 2 Corinthians 5:16 became a fascinating verse to us when it talks about that we don't know each other according to the flesh anymore. And he said, we knew Jesus that way, but we don't even know him anymore. So the idea of we're not just following a physical person and trying to mimic him from years ago, but he's actually lived there. The risen Christ is living within us. It's a fascinating and a freeing life that we have in Christ.
Yeah, and we see pictures of that all along the way. And we were just in Israel for 13 days a couple of weeks ago, and one of the things you realize about Israel is how important the temple was and how important the temple still is. And you ask a Jew back in the day of Christ and even before that, where did God live? And they would look and say, in that temple, in that Holy of Holies. Yeah. That's the dwelling place of God. And that just foreshadowed the real temple that God was going to bring about that we know as the body of Christ. We've become the temple of the living God. We're the dwelling place of God Almighty. And individually, as Paul wrote in Corinthians, our bodies are the temples of the Holy Spirit. It's his presence in us. And that's the whole story of this gospel. He died in order to make that happen. He couldn't live in us if he didn't first forgive our sins, if he didn't first make us holy, if he didn't first make us righteous, if he didn't first make us alive together with him. Why? Because God doesn't live in unholy things. He doesn't live in unrighteous things. He doesn't live in dead things. And so once all of that was accomplished through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, he could come and take up his rightful place inside you and me. And that is really the good news. And Jeff, we so appreciate how wonderfully you and Roger put that good news story in this book, Breaking the Hex, Life with God After the Cross Killed Religion. So thank you for being a part of today's program. It went by fast, my friend.
It did.
It did go by fast. We appreciate being on and appreciate your ministry and you and Bob and the things you share every day here in Basic Gospel.
Well, thank you, Jeff. Well, God bless you.
Yeah, well, friends, we love having special guests like Jeff who are like-minded in the grace of God, and I add my thanks to Jeff for being with us today. The book, as Bob said, Breaking the Hex, and you can order your copy right now at basicgospel.net/breaking. That's B-R-E-A-K-I-N-G, not like breaking your car, but breaking. basicgospel.net/breaking. I want to remind you also, we'll be back for another edition. In the meantime, please consider making your contribution to keep Basic Gospel on the air, proclaiming this good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. Do that at basicgospel.net. Well, now for Bob Christopher, for the ministry team, and with our thanks to Jeff Fields, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to be back again tomorrow, same time, for Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.